Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. K. Diddy Esquire.
What's up? What's up, man? I'm lurking, just keeping these eagle eyes on everything. You know what I'm saying? You can see when the sun's out.
Now, and of course, we watching, you know, we from the West, so we definitely watching the Lakers do their thing, even though they're playing with these Oklahoma Thunder boys. You know what I mean? They need to go on and just take them out their misery, for real.
Go Lakers.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Can a player play? 2:30 p.m. every Sunday Pacific Standard Time. We come up here and we represent being ghetto and prolific. You know, I was going to get a little bit political today, but I'm going to go on and show some restraint because, you know, I'll be going off on the deep end. I also want to say this first few minutes of the show are brought to you by the good people over there at www.worldmovement.com. Come through and check us out. Grab a copy or two of the book off the website. When you go to the website, click on the e-store and see what all we got for sale. Shiggy. The name of the show today is called Identifying the Players in the Game. Sometimes, whether you're in a business relationship or a personal relationship or even a political relationship, you got to know the who are the players in the game and how do we adjust to dealing with them? What's our outside influence all up in your Kool-Aid? You know what I'm saying?
That's right, baby.
Hell, it could just be your checkbook that's causing all the problems. Could be her mama. Could be your mama. Who knows? But
yeah, wait a minute.
That's why I'm going to have him lead off because...
Hey, you left out one of the most important people. Her mama. But listen. It could be her mama's mama or it could be his mama's mama. You know? Them be the real shit starters in everybody's Kool-Aid now. A lot of times it'd be them that got that outside influence that you're talking about, given the experiences of, 1990, you know, 1942, you know, and they got their kids screwed up, and then they go out and screw up some other shit. But that's just one example of people being in other people's Kool-Aid and influences other people's decisions, you know.
Being all up in the business.
Absolutely. When their business ain't right. That's the thing. You know, when their business ain't right, they being up in somebody else's business. So, who are you listening to up in your business is what we're talking about today.
Absolutely. And, of course, you know, all our Twitter folks, you know, Lady Joy, I love you. I'm about to hit y'all up in a minute to see what's cracking with y'all in the chat room. Ain't jumping yet, so we're going to keep the show rolling. Yes, indeed. Now, you ain't said much, Lady Joy. You know what I mean? I threw it out there. What do you think? We're all up in your Kool-Aid. You know, you're like, you know, why they got so much opinion over here? We over here. What's up with that?
First of all, I don't allow somebody being all up in my Kool-Aid because I don't get in other folks' Kool-Aid, even though the Kool-Aid has been brought to me in a dirty glass from time to time, but I don't drink from it, okay?
Hey, Lady Joy, back that up. They done brought you their Kool-Aid in a dirty glass, mother?
Mm-hmm, but I don't drink from it. And what I mean by that, you know, I've had, you know, things brought to me about other people's business, and I don't gossip. I don't like to get in other people's business because I don't want to all up in mine. And I'm like, you know, you don't have anything better to do than to see that your neighbor, as soon as her husband leave, her boyfriend come in, and you telling the whole neighborhood. I mean, if they can't see it for themselves, leave it alone. You know, get you some business. Get you a boyfriend. When your husband leaves, okay, keep yourself busy.
I'm going to tell your husband you're cheating on us.
remember there's a few song like that.
Yep.
That man is cheating on us.
That's why I'm watching. That's why I'm up in your business.
tell nobody. See, there you go.
Yeah, why?
Being all up in
that's why I'm up in your business. I'm going to tell your husband you cheating on us.
Yo, that is so damn funny, but friggin' true.
Mm-hmm.
Because
you know,
be
people have those
ulterior. Say that again, K. Diddy.
You know, people got all them ulterior motives and shit. You know what I'm saying? They play like your friend, and they watching out for you and looking out for you, but in reality, they looking out for their own self.
Yo, you know, before I go any further, man, you know, your boy Pretty Tony, I'm one of these brothers who I spend a lot of time reading and watching documentaries, you know, Discovery Channels, and learning about life, you know what I mean, opening my mind up, and I just want to take a quick moment and send a big shout-out to some brothers who, up until about 72 hours ago, I didn't even know existed, but, you know, K. Diddy and Lady Joy probably knew of them because they've been in entertainment for a while. But I was fascinated about a documentary I watched about the brothers called the Funk Brothers. They, for all y'all out there, they changed the music and the way we hear the music for the last, I'm going to say, 45 years. They were the studio band for Motown. That play, when I saw the list of songs that these brothers played on, every song that has basically shaped music for us, say, from about 64 up until like 72, these were the cats on it, man. And they got no credit, no respect for it. And, it, man, the documentary moved my heart. And I was like, I'm going to just use my little podium and shout them out. You know, a lot of the brothers died, and, you know, from drug overdose, and a lot of them died from just being broke, and there's still a few of them alive, man. James Jameson, Pistol Allen, Bongo Eddie, Joe Messina, Earl Van Dyke, Eddie Willis. Y'all probably don't even recognize most of these names. These are some of the most talented musicians, man. Marvin Gaye, Diana Ross, Smokey Robinson. You name anybody who came out of Motown in that early period, man, these are the cats that played the rhythm and everything on the background of these songs that we heard, man, and it was just so sad that they never got the respect and the credit that they deserve. So my little podium ain't much, but I salute y'all, dog, because I'm into that. I'm always about trying to give the underdog their props, you know what I'm saying? So for the Funk Brothers, that studio band out of Motown, man, much love to y'all. I, for one, truly appreciate the work y'all brothers put in there, for real.
Well, you know, I can appreciate that, too, because a lot of people in the entertainment industry don't get the recognition and the respect that they deserve. And a lot of people don't realize that if it weren't for them, you wouldn't be where you are, you know, because they paved the way.
Straight up, man.
And all too many times, just like what we're seeing is happening now, you know, now they're getting some recognition for some of their work. But like you pointed out, some of them here, not that we hear about it, you know, their family members are, but, you know, that's crazy. Why you can't be recognized for your work while you're above ground?
Exactly.
Man, dude, when I saw the list of songs that these cats worked on, dude, man, blew me away, fam. Blew me away. And I'm talking about songs that are like classics that we all know word for word. We know the beats, everything. And these cats didn't get nada. Wow. But anyway, much love to them. Your boy Pretty Tony got love for y'all. Back to the show now. We're talking about people, you know what I mean? What's really influencing what's going on in your world? who's all up in your relationship? What's their ulterior motives? You know what I mean? What's causing, why does your relationship feel like warfare sometimes? And you're like, I ain't doing nothing. Where the hell is this coming from? You know what I'm saying? Hold on. I think we got somebody trying to jump in here.
I think, man, sometimes, you know, our economic situations, but we'll go ahead and bring in our guest first, and then we'll do that.
Caller 111, welcome to the show. How can we help you?
Hi, this is Joe from Montana. How you guys doing?
Hey, Joe, what do you know?
What up, Joe?
Hey, you know why I think there's a lot of warfare? I think because they're probably related to Lady Joy.
See, there you go, starting to get.
Yeah, already.
I had to.
You know, all I said was, hey, Joe, here you go.
You don't want me to say a pedestrian, hi, Lady Joy, how are you? You wanted me to say something controversial to get you with that excuse.
Well, a greeting would have been nice, Niglet.
Well, you didn't want that. Don't do that, because you know you didn't want that at all.
Joe, try to get
Joy. Yeah, we can even have 5 minutes of a decent show, Joe, before you call in starting some mess. We was doing good.
Yeah, but you know,
hang up the phone.
Yeah, but you know, even if I was like a priest, Lady Joy would start attacking me some way, somehow. You know that.
All I said was hi, Joe. Okay? That's all I said.
Hi was enough. Hi was just, that was it.
Was that an attack?
That was it. I know you. Hi doesn't mean hi. Oh, but to get real, warfare, I'm telling you, it's because I had three things about what makes a relationship not work. One, selfishness. Two, emotional imbalance. And the other one's lack of intelligence. You know, you can skip all the psychobabble and just go down to those three. Right?
Okay, hold on, Joe. We're going to take you up on that. We're going to take you up on that, Joe. What about outside influences? Do you agree that sometimes there's things going on outside the realm of the relationship that might be causing this warfare in the relationship?
Right, because people can be, you know, be whispering in your ear about stuff, you know, getting shit started because they have no life and they live vicariously through other people. So if they're miserable, they want other people to be miserable too, because misery loves company. And it's like, oh, she's too damn happy over there. Let me start some shit.
All right.
What about imbalances and outside influences that are directly related to our economic situation now? Because I know a lot of people out there is on a paper chase. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So they're not the same people that they normally are because they pressured in other areas.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not these romantic, considerate, caring, want to stop and pick up a flower type people because they ain't got $3 for no gas right now. So those, to me, are outside influences that are directly related to how people interact in their everyday relationships.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There are outside influences, but it's the emotional imbalance, as K. Diddy was saying, or was it you, player, that was saying it just now? Which one? Let's talk about the outside influences of the economic situation.
Right, that's me.
Who, Player or K. Diddy?
No, that's K. Diddy baby.
All right, okay, you were saying that, okay? There are a lot of outside influences, but if you respect and trust your mate, all that is just a temporary hit in the arm, okay? It's not going to make any damage because I'm going to give you a science fiction example. Science fiction, me and Joy are married. Okay, so.
Oh God!
See what I'm saying? It's science fiction. All right.
Yeah, you did say that.
All right. Okay. I trust her. I love her. If somebody says to me, "Joy is cheating," right? Now I say, "When? With who?" They give me a date. They give me a person. I know that Joy, on that particular date, was with me or with her, you know, her relatives or with somebody else. Then I'm going to say, "This guy needs a beat down." Not Joy, the guy. That's a lie, okay? Because I trust her. I respect her. So somebody, from then on, whatever this guy's going to say to me means diddly, okay? Now, in terms of money, people say money is the cause of the breakup of most marriages. No, no, no. That's when the guy lost his job and the girl's not giving him support. If he lost his job and he's a deadbeat, he can't look for a job, that's different. But if in an economic situation of today, if he's not finding a job and he's looking and the woman doesn't support him, that's on her. That's the emotional imbalance and that's selfishness. That's not the money.
So, in other words, you're saying women are selfish, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know what?
Here
we go.
Emphatically.
Overwhelmingly.
Overwhelmingly.
Okay, Diddy, this is between me and Joe. So this is an A and B conversation, so see your monkey ass out of it for right now, okay, because I'll get back with you in a minute, okay? Now, Joe,
mm-hmm.
How many times have we had this conversation? You always seem to refer to women on a negative aspect. What is up with that? Are we a closet case or something that we got some against women all the time?
Not all the time. It's 99% of the time.
Okay, well, what does that say about you?
Mm-hmm. Well, it says about me, I'm very observant. Now, I'll tell you. I'm serious because I bet you ask any guy, okay, and you ask him, how many girls have you met in about, let's say, 10 years? They'll probably say 400 or 500 or so. How many of them turned into real relationships? Maybe 2, 3, or 4. Now it comes down to, was it the woman's fault, the man's fault, or a combination of both? It's going to be a combination of both. But I believe that the selfishness in a woman, her sense of entitlement in particular, causes that marriage, that relationship to break up.
So, in other words, it's the woman's fault that the marriage break up?
Most of the time, yeah.
You know, you are so one-sided. It's pathetic.
Yeah, it's observant.
It's really pathetic. You know, I know of men that don't see it your way all the time, always blaming the woman for whatever goes wrong in a relationship.
Can you have those men call the show? Because we want to hear from them.
Yes, I will. Yes, I will.
Thank you.
I
want to hear from them.
Yeah.
You can hear from them. Okay. And K Diddy, you always by yourself. So how you gonna compare anything to anything?
But before they call the show,
that's my choice.
Yeah,
God,
right.
Before they call the show, make sure they ask the mommy's permission. Okay.
Why they got to do that?
Because
you're saying that they're not real men because they don't always blame the woman for what goes wrong in their life?
I would say a disproportionate amount of time. They're not blaming the woman. Then they're at fault. So you're saying that the majority of mistakes in relationships are the men. So what's the difference?
No, I'm not saying that. So don't go start putting no words in my mouth. I didn't say that.
Haven't we already determined and discussed the fact that women been shit starters ever since Eve?
Oh, yeah.
Haven't we already discussed that?
Yep.
And we can bring it up again, bruh. Ain't nobody scared of you.
Because you seem to be in denial. That's why.
How am I being in denial? Y'all,
well,
you know,
because of
y'all
your,
think that,
your whole
you think,
argument.
No,
I mean,
let me tell you something. You think because you're
with
both,
your point.
You think because you're both men that you can gang up on me. I'm not scared of neither one of you Negroes, okay? Because I can defend my own, okay?
First of all,
it takes two of y'all to think that you can bring me down, but it ain't going to happen.
You have me classified in the wrong category. I
what,
am a other.
Put you in a man's category?
Before.
What, you ain't no man?
No. No.
Okay,
no,
see,
so
you
no,
answered that yourself.
No, 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 no. I am not a Negro. I am an other.
Yeah, another Negro.
And Joe from Montana is most assuredly not a Negro.
I can be black if Joe wants me to be black. It's okay with me.
But you can't be a wimp, though, huh, Joe?
No, 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 no.
But you can't be a wimp.
Uh-uh.
You can't be a what?
No,
a
wimp.
Wimp.
No, no. I can be a wuss. I can be a nice guy, you know, who give my heart to somebody. I can open up myself. But a wimp, you're not running all over me. Uh-uh.
That's, I didn't even brought the word up. That's K. Diddy that brought
I know.
That up. He would
I know.
Know. He
yeah,
would know
I just brought it up
that.
Because, Joy, we know that you would drive your Corvette all over somebody back and forth, given the opportunity.
Yes,
so
mm-hmm.
For those men out there that is listening are profound soldiers, troopers, and generals that don't have no wimpiness in them, they gonna stand firm with us. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
First of all, let me say something.
It's okay, Joy. It's okay. We love you. It's okay.
Are you?
You know, snake. You know, sugar, spice, everything nice. You know, we snake, snails, puppy dog, tails. We got that. We got that.
Fairy tales. All of that.
Are you off the rag now? Can I say something?
Jesus.
Oh, God. No, I might be off the erection, but I ain't on no rag.
Well, obviously, you got the rag wrapped around your erection because you tripping, okay? Can I say something?
Joy,
yeah, you can have a turn.
Thank you. Are you always this bitter?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, that's right. That's K. Diddy's fault.
Only when it goes over 60 days.
Let me say this. As far as I'm concerned, I don't have any respect for a man that I can run over. Okay, I have no respect for a man that's wimp. Like most women. Okay, yeah, we, like you said. Okay, sure, we think we're entitled because we're females. Our fathers brought us up that way. Okay,
no, Let me finish.
Okay, but for the most part, most women out there, they don't want a man to come into their life that they can just run over, because there's no excitement there. If you know that you can just go in and just do what the hell you want to do to a man, there's no fight, there's no competition, there's no nothing, because he's gonna do whatever you want him to do. You know, tell me no from time to time. I'm like, oh, okay, this will work. Most women like that, but you can't go around saying women are shit starters all the time because we're not. Men start shit just as much.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. I don't have any scientific evidence to back my contention up. I'll agree to that. However,
okay, Dad.
All right. But talking to women, talking to men, talking to people on Blog Talk, talking to people outside of Blog Talk. My subjective opinion is that overwhelmingly, not just 50% of the time, but overwhelmingly, the vast majority of the time, women will start shit just because. And, again, because of the sense of entitlement, that's a very powerful motivation, Joy. If you feel you're entitled to something, that means you're going to get disappointed if the man of your so-called dreams doesn't provide it. So if you have a fairy tale romance and that guy doesn't live up to your version of who Superman or who Batman is, he's going to disappoint you. When you're disappointed, you now feel entitled to retaliate, whether it's by physical force or whether it's by verbal abuse or whether it's by not cooking the supper that he wants, whether it's not by calling when he wants you to call, passive aggressiveness. That happens a lot. And in my opinion, okay, I can't back it up scientifically, but I can back it up through empirical evidence that the women start it the vast majority of the time.
Well, maybe that's what happened in your life, baby, but that doesn't mean that's the way it is. So you can't say that. And like you said, you can't back it up. Only thing you can back up is what you have gone through.
But if you talk to other men and if you do keep your mind open, you know.
Is that the only gender that you talk to is men about things?
No,
like
didn't
this?
I just
you
say
ever talk
about
to women and, about this too?
Didn't I just say about
Joy, hold on, Joy. Can he respond, Joy? We just gave you the floor. Let him just go. I'm going to give you your 2 minutes. Go ahead, brother. Set your
right. I said about 20 seconds ago, I talked to both men and women, okay? And if you really, really want, if you're really interested in this topic for real, just talk to any of your friends, your cousins, both male and female. Ask them. Try to gauge, really, about how did this relationship been, who started what first, and how often did it happen, and for how long did it go? The man, of course, I'm not saying that, remember we had this discussion last time, there are a lot of men out there who are assholes. There will be men who will smack you around for no reason whatsoever. But my thing is, at least I've been told, that the reason why a lot of men are like this is because they've had their hearts broken, and they're saying no more. So that threshold of any kind of nonsense from any chick is going to be extremely low, and they will react too much, over the top. But for those men who don't do that, when you're in a relationship, we are hardwired to provide and protect. Hardwired. DNA, practically DNA. Okay? And for us to get upset over something is because you women do not show us appreciation, and you have this feeling of entitlement. So that's all I got to say right now.
Okay, Joe, first of all.
Hold on, Joe. All right. Hold on. We got another caller trying to jump in. I don't know what they got to say. 202, you're on with us. Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up, man? Enjoy the topic, man. Hey, I got to say on this, man, that I hate to say this, but a lot of women respond. You know, if you treat women abrasively, they seem to respond better to it. This is my take on it, you know. That's why a lot of guys are that way. It doesn't pay to be a nice guy, man.
Yeah.
You can be a guy looking for love, or you can be a guy doing the loving. If you're a nice guy, you're going to be looking for love, man. It's just the way it is out there, you know.
Okay, so now you're saying, repeat that again.
Women respond better if you treat them. You know, it's an old saying, if you treat women like dirt, they'll stick to you like mud. And it's true, you know. And I just,
Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm just keeping it 100. If you're nice to a woman, they don't respect that shit. You ain't gonna get nowhere with them. I'm just telling you how it is. That's why you women are turning guys into assholes. You don't realize that, but it's true. Yeah.
How are you gonna sit there and say we women turn you into assholes? You were assholes when you came to us in the first place.
The reason why men are assholes is because they look around and they see assholes getting all the women. And a guy, I know brothers that are perfectly good guys. But you got to be this abrasive-ass nigga just to get any kind of play with a lot of sisters. And that's what's happening
out there.
Bullshit.
Where are you meeting your women at? Strip clubs?
I mean, I'm all over the place, man. I meet women everywhere. You know, I'm telling the truth here. I'm not lying. I'm not making this shit up, okay?
Hold on. My brother.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hold on, brother. Hold on. Don't go nowhere, brother, because you brought up a very interesting comment. Don't go nowhere. Listen to me. I'm going to play devil's advocate for a moment. Because, you know, y'all done riled Joy up, and she can't hear clear right now because she's in that zone right now.
I hear him just fine, thank you.
Yeah, listen to that tone of voice. Anyway, a lot of times from what this brother is saying is, you know, that the old cliche goes, nice guys come last. And I'm going to play devil's advocate for a moment and say that a lot of times when a brother is a Dudley Do-Right type of brother, you know what I mean, I write about y'all all the time. You understand what I'm saying? I call some of y'all, you know, ladies, this is where your boy Pretty Tony go ride for you. A lot of you cats who are nice guys, I wrote about you in the book called Playology. I call y'all Danny Doormat. And a lot of times men don't know the difference between being nice and being a damn idiot. I'm riding for y'all, ladies, and I'm not excusing y'all because a lot of times y'all women sit around and talk about, oh, I want a good man, and then when you get one, you don't know what to do with him, so then you abuse him, and he becomes an asshole. Hold on, Joy, before you go off.
Yeah.
But a lot of you cats, Danny Doormats, I call y'all, there's the difference between nice and being a sucker. Even though you're nice, it doesn't mean you have to be a brown noser and a yes, ma'am, all the time. Sometimes, as the man, like Joy said, she don't want no man she can just run the F over. You understand what I'm saying? So there's a difference between being nice and being an idiot, because I can be nice. With as much crap as I talk, I try to be nice because I want my woman to know that I'm nice. But at the same time, when it comes to that moment when I need to be the man, I step up. A lot of you nice guys bite your tongue. So you
Thank
create
you.
These monsters. You bite your tongue when you should have said something. You should have said something like, hold up. Please don't confuse me being nice as a sign of weakness.
Thank you.
Being nice to you because I want you to be nice to me. So for my brothers out there, a lot of y'all, man, the switchboard is lit up. And I see y'all
man, they think it's weakness because their radar is off.
You're off. You are off.
So now,
radar is
my
off.
My brother.
The radar is not off. The radar is working fine. It's just like Tony just said. Okay, just because you're nice doesn't mean that you got to be a idiot. Okay? Yeah, I like a nice guy too. What woman wouldn't want a nice guy?
But we know that. But then the way a woman perceives it is completely different.
Are you a woman? How would you know what a woman perceives, okay?
By their reaction.
Hold on. We got, Hey, guys. 702, you're on with us. 702-8-something. You're on with us. Welcome to the show.
Hey, I just want to say that I'm really enjoying this show, but most importantly, I want to say that I was one of those women who wanted a good guy, and when I got him, to be honest, like, we're together now, but I deliberately treat him like shit. I just cheated on him last night because he's just too fucking nice, and I've never had someone be that nice to me, so I feel like since he's so nice, it's only right to treat him like crap. Because now he needs to step up. Because I'm not used to this, but I like his money. He's balling, so you know I'm good.
And like I said, okay, she likes a guy that steps up. She likes a nice guy too. But when you gonna let somebody roll over your ass?
No. I ain't heard that shit. I just heard she liked a dick credit card. That's what I heard.
What would you know about that?
She wants a dick credit card.
A vibrator with a wallet, man. That's all they want, bro. A vibrator with a wallet.
But this doesn't even go there talking about that, Jared. That's all they want.
Yeah, I'm going to let Joe back up in here because I'm a joke. I'm letting you in, brother. Go. Oh,
okay. All right. What I heard her say, first off, the connection is bad. It sounds like she's on a cell phone. It's kind of weak. But what I heard her say was that she did admit that she had a nice guy. She didn't know what to do with him. Those weren't her words, but she didn't really know how to do them. Then she adapted to him, but she wanted to treat him like shit, probably did, and then after a while stopped it because she realized she had a nice guy. Now, about the credit card, I missed the last part of what she was talking about, but that's what I heard her say. Was I wrong? Did I not hear correctly?
Nah, she said she adjusted the radar, and I'm going to put it out there. My fellas, y'all listen to y'all boy Pretty Tony, and I'm putting y'all up on game. And I got the website coming real soon, too, where we all as men are going to relate to each other, and we're going to talk about things because enough of us don't talk. I'm going to say it again. I'm standing on my pulpit, and I'm preaching to you. There is a difference between being nice and being a damn idiot. Stay in your lane. I tell brothers all the time, when you meet a woman, I know we're painting pictures, but if you cannot afford to take her to Wolfgang Puck, say you can't go there and take her when you can afford, because if you started her off on Wolfgang Puck, that is what she's going to expect, and that's when you find your ass breaking yourself, trying to keep up with this image that you should have never put out in the first place. If you come in like
never And never, ever, ever borrow your homeboy's car to go impress a female.
Because then you got to be making up stories talking about the car in the shop. If you on a McDonald's budget, come in on a McDonald's budget. And if she not feeling it, find somebody else who will. Because if you come like a sucker, you get played like a sucker. And that's what happens to a lot of my brothers out there who are genuinely good dudes at heart. Nice dudes, but you come in and, you know what I mean, you on that baby face, I'll pay your rent, cook you dinner too, and pay your bills as soon as I get home from work. You are not bloody Superman.
They're trying to be nice and impress. They're trying to make an impression because they nice guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And when you put yourself out there like that, of course she's going to play you like a violin. Women ain't made of sugar and spice and every damn thing nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? I'm telling y'all, I want y'all to look out for my book because I'm giving this all to y'all because I love y'all, man. You know what I mean? I'm easing up off this player stuff and I'm bringing real life to y'all in the upcoming book. It's going to be called Who Is She and What Is She to You? Mm-hmm. And that's one of the main questions that I ask brothers. When you meet a woman, one of the first things you want to identify is this, and I'm on some real grown man-ish right now. Every woman is not wife material. Some women are just booty calls, just like every brother is not husband material. He's just a dick. Hit the dick and move on, but too many of my brothers, you get caught up in the look. And she out your league because then you're constantly chasing this image and trying to keep up with it till you find yourself bitter. Mm-hmm. I don't care what you say. As long as you're not being physically abused as a male, or a female, you can get played for a sucker for a little while. If you get played for a sucker for an extended period, it's because you let yourself get played like a sucker for an extended period of time. You understand what I'm saying? If she's telling you can only come over Monday and Friday, well, what the hell happened to the rest of the days of the week? If I'm your man, why would I accept some shit like that and I'm paying the rent? Yeah, I'm putting y'all out there on blast. A lot of y'all cats out there paying credit cards, paying car notes for a car you ain't driven in or seen in 2 months. Who the hell could be driving a car that I'm paying for and I can't ride in it? Well, who the hell riding in it with you? But I'm going to back off that, and I'm going to save some of that. Like I said, look out for the book, y'all. Who is she, and what is she to you? It'll be on the market real soon. My brothers, y'all need to look into yourself. All them little fairy tales about girls are made of sugar and spice and everything nice, and brothers are made of frog tails, done got y'all self-esteem screwed up, man. And rejection is a part of life. Women and men, y'all need to get beyond this. If not, every relationship is going to last forever. Let's be realistic. Sometimes people come into your life for a reason, a season, or a purpose. Learn from it. If this person did this, 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 and that to you, make sure that next time around, the next person does not do the same thing to you. There's an old Chinese saying that goes, it is insanity to do the same thing in the same way and expect a different result. Come on now. Anyway, I'm going away, y'all. Man, the show was good. Joy done got quiet. I hope she done calmed down, man.
No, she hasn't. You know, she all it takes is high, and then she'll start all over again.
See, there you go. See, if it wasn't for you starting shit, you know, I would be okay.
No, I wouldn't. No, it wouldn't.
Don't go there. We're going to take a quick musical break. Stick us to y'all. Can a player play
yeah,
in there?
Yeah, we need to break up in here before I have to break somebody off.
Yeah.
That ain't my fault, y'all. I don't know what's up with Blog Talk, but we're going to get it right.
Okay.
We are going to get it right. Blog Talk, I love y'all, but sometimes y'all be tripping for real. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to try this again.
Just wanna love you, know. Tell me to what people say, they don't know about. Try to close my eyes so my heart can be mine. Me, how the way things should be. Tell me, are you missing me? Loving you was so real to me. And I can't let go, my heart won't let me be. And though you are far away, I put my thoughts on you each day, feeling I will never be free. Still really missing you. Though I was blinded by the dark, I let your love just guide my heart to you. What am I to do?
Tony in the building, and we really had a good one going a minute there. Hopefully, Joy done cooled off. Joy, you good?
I'm fine, baby.
All right, all right. KDD Esquire, you still with us?
Yes, sir, absolutely.
I just want to make mention that was Mr. Derek Swinson, a World Movement Records artist, talking about missing you. Very sweet song, you know. Very touching song, but you know, y'all know I got to jump all over to it. If you're interested, you know, www.worldmovement.com. That's the type of song that leads the brothers to make irrational decisions. That's how I view that. You know, you get the missing you to get the consuming you like that. That's when you start doing things that go contrary to what your character is, because things done got out of hand to the point you want to stand outside on the damn street side singing and shit. And the sad part is she already laid up with somebody else in the apartment, dog. That's just sad. But, hey, what can I say? That's just my opinion. I'm entitled to it. I ain't right all the time. Got to let it go.
Well, it doesn't mean that, you know, you can make it irrational. You can't get wrapped up in a person, but you got to have sense enough to see straight.
You know what I mean? Well, I'm going to let your buddy Joe from Montana back in here because, you know, I'm sure he's missing you right now, ladies, yeah?
Mm-hmm. He should be. I got something he can miss.
Joe. Brother Joe, you there?
Be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Or
spurred.
All right, Joe, I was checking on you because I figured you missed Lady Joy. But we'll get right back with you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for taking time out of your day to join us every Sunday here on Can a Player Play. Your boy, Pretty Tony, Lady Joy, Dr. K. Diddy Esquire, the prolific one, the great one. One of the most important components of the show. Is that enough accolades for you, sir?
The knucklehead.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what's love got to do with it?
You know what I mean? I don't think we've riled anybody up on Twitter yet, but I'm still checking for you, Joy. I'm still checking for you.
Okay.
We're going to keep the show rolling right along. You know what I mean? All the folks in the chat room who I see listening to us online, guest 2782, loving me. I can't pronounce that, so I'm going to leave that alone. And we're going to keep it moving. We're talking about the different things that jump inside your relationship and you wondering where the hell it comes from. Where the hell did this warfare come from when I'm trying to be Dudley Do Right? And Lady Drew, I got a question for you.
Yes.
Why is it that nice guys get pissed on? Talk to me now. Keep it on some real pitch.
Well, it's like I said before, Tony. I'll admit there are some women out here that are not used to having a nice guy, okay? And there are women out here that are looking for nice guys. And, yeah, women like to have a bad boy or four or five in their life from time to time, okay? But you grow up from that, and you grow out of that. And it's like what you had mentioned before. Yeah, there are nice men out here, and this other guy that came on talking about, you know, women, you know, don't know how to treat a nice guy. Yes, we do know how to treat a nice guy, and we want a nice guy in our life, and we can appreciate a nice man in our life, but we also want him to stand firm when it comes to that. Okay, yeah, you know, we women, most of us, you know, think that we're entitled because we are women, and like I said before, that's how we were raised, and that's how the world has always been, because we women, we bear the children, we do a lot of things, you know, and yeah, we are entitled to certain things in our life, but we also want a man that's going to stand strong, too. Yeah, be nice to me, you know, because if you're not, you know, I'm out of there, but if when I need for you to be stand firm and tell me no, put me in my place when I need to, you know, that's attractive to a woman. A woman wants a well-rounded man. Yeah, be nice, but be that man that I want to. Be strong for me. So, yeah, we are entitled.
Hey, Billy.
I'm sitting there here listening to Joy telling that she wants somebody to be nice to them because they're entitled to some shit.
I need you to jump all over that because I know you got an opinion on that. Because you always talk about stuff like that, you know what I mean?
I don't know. I just got the issue.
You know what I mean?
I just got the issue with the word entitlement, you know. It ain't entitled to
nothing. That's Joel's word. And I'm just banking off of what he said. And
yeah, he said y'all think you guys are entitled. And you said
well,
you
can
weren't.
Call it
I
what
have
you,
disagreed
you can call
with
it what
that.
You want.
Y'all ain't entitled to nothing.
Oh, and I suppose that you think because you're a man that you are?
Oh, equally, of course. But I don't think just coming out of the gate you can say just you're entitled because you bear kids.
We're all entitled to some things in life, K. Diddy, okay?
Okay, well, say that I'll go with you on that one. Say that. But when you say entitled,
you're missing what,
that's not,
you're
that
missing,
sounds like we're not.
No, I'm not saying that. We're all... everyone is entitled to something in their life. I'm trying to, if you shut the hell up, okay? What I'm saying is everyone is entitled to certain things in their life. And, yes, there are women, we feel that we are entitled because of being able to bear children. If we weren't able to bear children, your ass wouldn't be here talking craziness on this phone like you're doing now. Okay.
Yeah,
so,
but I know my daddy said if he didn't do his part, I wouldn't be here talking to you now.
Oh yeah, you need both components for that. You know.
All right, well say that then. Just don't say entitlement.
Well, I need
like
to say that. I mean,
entitled.
No, I'm not saying a man is not entitled. I'm not saying that.
All right. Well, I rest my case then. You cleared that up.
Yeah, rest your case. Okay.
Hold on. I got somebody else trying to jump in on this. Let me let them in here and see what they're about to talk about. 111, you're on with us. What up?
I was on the speakerphone, and then I couldn't get back in. Joy.
Yes.
This entitled thing, okay?
That was your word, sweetheart.
It sure was, and you agreed with it because you said women are entitled because they bear children. Well, men are more entitled.
Yes, we are, and men are entitled to... okay. Men are entitled to, we all are entitled to different things in life.
And we're more entitled since we burden bearers and
don't. You know what, dude?
What?
You are just crazy. How do you feel, how you figure you more entitled, okay? It takes both people to make a baby. Okay, can you do it by your damn self? Hell no.
Try that from last week when you said, try pushing it out your ass. Well, try being fortunate.
Men get a damn splinter and they act like babies.
Try going over to Vietnam. Try going over to North Korea and fighting.
Okay.
You know what would happen to you, Joy? You would cry your ass off.
How the hell are you going to sit there and tell me what I'm going to do?
I wish Joe were here right now to protect me.
Okay.
What would be doing.
I don't need bullshit because if I'm going to be over there fighting, I don't need for some little monkey ass man like
fight.
You to be.
You
the only thing I would need for you to do is jump your ass in front of a bullet, okay?
You'd be looking for a Section 8 because that's what you qualify for. Mental illness.
Oh, so you want to go there, bro?
Yeah.
How the hell? You don't know me like that. How the hell you going to sit on your black ass and say some bullshit like that to me?
Hold on.
You're going to a whole nother level there, bro.
Hold on. I missed that. What happened? What's your happening?
He talking some dumbass Section 8 shit. What the fuck I need a goddamn Section 8 for?
To get the hell out of the Army you shouldn't belong in to begin with.
Man, let me tell you something. There's more women up in the Army that you can count on your two fingers. Okay? How come your black ass ain't up in there?
Well, how do you know I wasn't in there? You know, protecting our country.
And how do you know I wasn't?
We're the sending with the chaos. I got to mute Joe for a moment because Joe done got Joy all riled up. And we got to strike the Section 8 comment from the from what we're trying to present here. But as y'all can see,
let everybody know the Section 8 is not talking about housing assistance. He's talking about Section 8 in the Army to get a discharge.
I know exactly what he's talking about.
Well, I wasn't saying you didn't, and that comment wasn't for you, because we know that you know, because we know you know. But we put it out there for those that may not know.
A lot of people get Section 8 in the Army, you know.
That's it.
Now, this nigga up here talking about I need a Section 8 to get out the damn Army because I'm scared. How the hell you know what I'm scared of? The damn streets out here in the United States can be a whole lot worse than what's going on over there.
Am I on? Am I on?
You always on.
Yeah,
all right.
I'm here.
Okay, look, I meant that as a joke. If you're taking it as a true insult by me, I apologize. I didn't mean that to be a true insult. I thought we were kidding around.
There you go, my brother, because I think you just like getting joy all riled up.
Oh, yeah.
He does. He does.
Anyway, we up on here, we're talking about identifying the players in your relationship, in the game. Because sometimes
yeah, we are way off.
You know, it's not you or your significant other. It's the other things that are going on around you or the lack of certain things that's really causing problems in the relationship. Hold on here. We finally got a Twitter response in. Homegirl said, ladies, please realize if you don't know how to take care of your man, cook and clean, no man is going to wife you. Do you agree or disagree with that, Joy?
She said, what now? If we don't learn to cook and clean, our man is not going to like us?
Wife you.
You still ain't calm yet, are you?
No,
somebody called
Pinky's
Cookies. She said, ladies, please realize if you don't know how to take care of your man and cook and clean, no man is going to wife you.
Well, you know.
That's true.
I can agree with that. Yeah, you do, you know, a lot of women don't know how to cook. A lot of women don't know how to keep it together. You know, but, you know, that's on that particular person. That man might want to do this.
Oh, Joy.
You know?
You ready to get pissed off, Joy?
What?
Here
we
go. You got the folks on Twitter going. My man Stunner Boy says, and I'm just reading for what it is. We all grown on here. My man said, where do bitches get off with a little convo with a brother who got status and they think they're doing something? They didn't earn it. I did.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, it depends on the bitch that he gets with, okay? Because there's a lot of bitches out here that got their own shit that don't need a monkey-ass nigga like him any damn way.
Oh, Joe, you just started it up. You just started it up on Twitter.
Bring it. I ain't scared of none of them niggas.
I think it's about time you throw the. I think it's time you throw the phone number out there.
Yeah.
Bring
phone number 646-929-2870. Tell a player play. We talking about, you know what? What other influences be going on with your relationship? Sometimes you wonder, you know what I mean, where did this come from? You know, sometimes you wonder, you know, I'm trying my best and all I'm getting is bull crap in return. Somebody pulling these strings. Somebody got something going on. Why all this is happening to me? And of course, woo, Lady Joy got going a minute ago, you know what I mean? My man Joe from Montana really got her going, boy.
Make my Sunday. I look forward to this show.
Yeah, so can a player play? You know what I mean? Every Sunday, 2:30 p.m. join us. This is how we roll. We you know,
mm-hmm.
We ain't got to agree with us, and we ain't got to agree with you. But come through, say what you got to say, and whatever you get in return, that's just how it go down. But we love y'all. You know what I'm saying? Joe, you have been a colorful addition to this show, my brother. Really
wait a minute.
So, I didn't think nobody could get on the dry skin more than KD. And you, my brother, have perfected it.
And I know I've had my contribution, too.
Oh, yeah, you can say
Joe, where you at, brother? You quiet. You got something you need to say? I'm glad you're here, bro.
You know what I was thinking? How can we repair this, okay? Regardless of our disagreements about who's more responsible, men or women, how can we, on an individual basis, or even on a general basis, how can we repair the damage that's done? Let's say there are outside influences. What are we going to do about it? How are we going to repair any type of dysfunction within the relationship? You've got somebody
You have to man up and just don't let it come into your life. Bottom line.
Man.
Okay, whether it's family, friends, or whatever. Mm. If they're bringing something negative to your relationship to break you up or whatever purpose that they have in mind, it's up to that individual not to let it happen.
Okay, how is that done?
Just say no.
I mean, outside of gossip and, you know, some asshole's trying to break you up because he or she is jealous. But let's say you're in a relationship with somebody, because I was going to volunteer to be the husband, but I'd have to shoot you now because if I say anything, you're going to go off you again, and you probably reach for the gun, and, you know, it'd be a war. So I don't know, I don't know if you take me serious or not, or, you know, playful. Most of the time I'm playful, and, again, I don't want to, you know, say anything which is going to be offensive. So anything that I have said that has been considered offensive, I apologize again to you, Joy. Okay?
Joe, this is a forum, okay? And, you know, this is what we do.
Oh, okay. Because when I said Section 8, I meant to be kidding. Like, you know, you call me.
Oh,
eight.
I know what
it doesn't
you meant.
Bother me.
I know what you meant.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, we have to make it interesting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good. Because I don't want to offend you, at least not now. So.
Oh, believe me, you know, I'll be all up in your ass part that one there.
So, for us to repair it, okay, we did respect, we did trust, we did love. Now, something's come in to damage it. Now, I being the man, I'm going to blame the woman. I'm going to say she hasn't done what I've wanted her to do and what she said she would do for a period of time. So how am I going to repair this? I'm going to talk to her, okay, communication. If she doesn't heed my advice, my words, my feelings, how long am I supposed to take this nonsense?
It's up to you. You know, a dog gets tired of getting kicked around after a while and start biting back. So it would be up to the individual, you know. Like, I'm tired of this shit, and move on.
Yeah, but you know why guys take it? Because as women have been taught by their fathers and their mothers to be princesses and to be entitled and to get, men have been taught by their fathers and their mothers to give, and women are sugar and spice. And we don't quite believe that you're the bitches that you portray yourselves to be. It takes sometimes a great big 1,000, 3,000, 4,000 kicks in the ass before a lot of guys get the message, because they've refused to believe that the woman that they're engaged to, married to, or committed to are truly bitches. Not my girl. My girl is different. My girl is, in bed, she just loves me like nobody else. But now she's complacent. Now she's showing her ass, and a lot of guys don't see it.
Maybe they're not seeing that they show their ass, you know?
Maybe.
Because a lot of times, you know, people, you get into a relationship, after a while you change. And you might not even recognize, you might not even know you've changed, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you can't just sit up there and talking about, well, she's changed. Maybe you've changed. Maybe you put on 40, 50 pounds and she's not attracted to your black ass anymore.
All right, so again, if you find that in your relationship, how would you handle it if a guy is either putting on weight, making himself look unattractive, maybe doesn't take as many showers as he wants to, maybe is burping at the table, maybe he's becoming very, very lax. He's taking you for granted. How would you handle it?
We'd have to talk. And if that didn't work, you know, okay, if a person has put on weight, people can be very sensitive about that, okay? I wouldn't just say, baby, you're getting fat.
Yeah,
you know,
would, but
No, I wouldn't.
No, okay, I think.
Okay, nobody asked you to think, but
thinking anyway. Go ahead.
Regardless, anyway, I'd be like, baby, let's go jog. Let's go for a walk. You know, why are you laughing? That's what I would do.
Cause your ass ain't jogging nowhere.
Oh God.
How the hell you know, nigga?
Cause your ass ain't jogging nowhere.
Yeah. Baby, you put on 40 pounds. Let's both jog. Are you kidding?
Well, before they put on the 40 pounds, you might want to get started before the 40 pounds get there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, you can be subtle. You know, you a person that you love and you don't want to hurt their feelings. Or
get your
like
big
that.
Ass up and let's go run. Get your big ass up and let's go run.
No, I'm talking about what I would do. He asked me what I would do, okay? And
your ass ain't running nowhere, Joy.
Anyway, Joe, since you and I are the only one talking here, if you see your spouse or your significant other picking up weight, Okay, before 40 pounds, before 30 pounds. You know, start doing things together. Get out the house more. You know, whether it's jogging, whether it's riding a bike or walking to the park, to the beach or whatever, you know. And then you start subtly, but then people don't want to listen and then things start getting rough.
Right.
Then you have to talk. You have to bring it out. You have to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, baby, we're going to have to talk. This is just not working. Okay?
Right. So here I find out that you put on weight. I've asked you for 3, 4, 5 months. And you said, okay, yeah, no problem. I'm not going to eat the sweets. I'm not going to eat the candy. But yet you put on weight, and you know it's important to me that not just because you put on weight, but because you said you weren't going to. Now it's at the point where you are 30 pounds, and I'm saying to you, hey, hon, you know what? We talked about this, but you've gained 30 pounds. So however you want to do it, you want to go jogging, if you want me to go jogging with you, but you said you would take off the 30 pounds. You look okay in the 30 pounds, but you said you would take it off, and to me, it seems as though you just want to keep it on just to annoy me. And
Well, you know, there's some things there. I can see where you're coming from with that,
mm-hmm.
but there's things also to consider. She might have just had a baby, you know, and taken off weight after having a baby. It takes time with that. She might have self-esteem issues. People, you know, a lot of times people get complacent after they get married. You know, they don't seem to realize the same thing it took to get you. You're gonna have to do the same thing to keep you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't realize that. They get complacent. They get lazy. And
Could you repeat that?
I said, sometimes when people get married.
No. The same thing to keep them, the same thing, that part.
Oh, the same thing it took to get me, you're going to have to do the same thing to keep me. And that works on both sides. That works on both sides,
mm-hmm.
you know. I'm not just saying women have to do this. I'm not just saying men have to do this. We all have to do that, you know.
But then comes
and,
the cost. Mm-hmm.
And then, but things, you know, things come into play. Bills come up, you know. Somebody might lose a job or something like that. Depression sets in, all kinds of things. And then you got other people that's all up in your business. Well, you should do this, and you should do that. You should leave him. You should leave her, you know. And that plays a big part in people's lives and all up in their business and stuff like that. And relationships end because of certain things like that. So it's a lot of things that we got to consider.
But it boils down to conflict. So let's presume that you haven't had the baby. Let's presume you're healthy, but you put on weight because you just wanted to either put on weight to annoy me, or you like the sweets, and you wanted to, you know, just put on weight. Now you don't care about keeping me, you know, the way that you know, you were caring about at the very beginning. So now I'm saying,
yo, did my man Joe just said she put on the weight to annoy him?
Yeah.
Well, I was kind of tripping on that too, because most women just don't want to be just, you know, they could deal with the bitch part, but just not just the fat bitch part.
What the hell I find y'all niggas at?
So here she is.
Joy, don't let Katie slide like that.
Hell no. What the hell? You come up with some stupid ass shit like that?
Yeah, well,
about the homeless women,
you know,
that you deal with don't even want to be bothered with your ass. The ones that you pick up on the corner doesn't mean that they are like that.
Listen,
where's that shit coming from?
Just because a woman have been exposed to the finer cuisine and they appreciate.
Oh, you and your damn Vienna sausage ain't no fine cuisine. You're just a cheap bastard. That's what it is.
Imported, aged sardines.
God.
You don't know
that's
nothing about
why
that.
You by your damn self now. You and your dog, okay? Pinky don't even want to be bothered with your monkey ass.
Now, I got to ask a question because, you know, we're talking about a lot of things. We're talking about weight gain, you know, different influences on your relationship, you know, your mama, your auntie, your great-grandmother, your father, because sometimes our fathers teach us the most ignorant shit, man. But anyway, keep it moving on some real stuff, man. how do we get beyond even the weight gain, all these things that are just, if you really care about somebody, here's the question I'm asking. How do you get beyond these things if you really care about somebody? You understand what I'm saying? Because there must have been something there beyond, you know, I know the physical aspect of it is very important. And you know, she used to drop down off the chandelier and do splits on top of you. Or if he used to, you know, play Batman and you played the Joker, whatever it was. And suddenly we're not doing these things.
How come you didn't ask me that question?
Because you don't know nothing about that.
How come you didn't ask me that question?
Well, go ahead, Kid Diddy. It is your question, sir. Take it.
Well, first of all, it's a twofold situation because a lot of times when men and women have been together for any length of time, the man is really not really caught up on the fact that his girl lost weight. Of course, he realized he didn't sign on for that. But being real, it's the woman he loved, he built a relationship with. So you're going to roll with that. Where the problem comes in is her unwillingness to try to do something about it. The problem comes in with when she becomes insecure because of those issues and put unnecessary problems on the man because of her insecurity that came from the weight issue. The man is not tripping because a woman gained weight per se.
Did you forget that men pick up weight after being, did you forget that men pick up weight after they get married too? Well, you up there talking about it, the woman that picks up weight, men.
The man sits up and drink beer and get a big gut and cares ass to work every day nevertheless. The men don't trip on gaining weight and have those insecurity emotional issues like women do.
Okay, well, say that then, because you up here talking about it's just the woman that does that. Like you always do. You and Joe.
Basically,
my ass. It works both ways, and we've already discussed.
But didn't you hear what I just said? If a man gains weight, he get his beer drinking, football watching ass up, and go to work. Nevertheless, he's not insecure about his weight because if he did, he would not be drinking weight and shit like that. But a woman, when she gains weight and she starts not looking good in her clothes, the first thing she gonna start talking about is a man cheating because he don't do what he used to do.
Not necessarily.
Oh, come on. Oh, the brothers out there know what I'm talking about. They know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and the sisters know what I'm talking about, too. That doesn't mean that she thinks that he's cheating, unless he is.
No.
But how are we going to resolve the situation, no matter what the situation is? Like, for example, in-laws, they don't bother me. I mean, my house is my house, you know. Her mother, her father, they're guests. They got to do what I want in my house. So, and people telling me about, well, she's cheating, or you should do this, or you should do that with her. I'm not listening, especially after the first or second time when I find out that somebody's telling me nonsense. You know, you don't have any credibility with me. So,
that's what I'm talking about. You can't let people just be all up in your business trying to run things.
But there are other issues. If it's not the weight, it's the unwillingness of either partner, man or woman, to not do what their significant other wants them to do. I think that's a primary reason for why relations break up, because of the selfishness, the emotional imbalance, the lack of intelligence, which manifests itself with people saying, oh, you want me to do this? No. They're not going to say it that bluntly, okay? But that's what people are doing. When people got together, they were pleasing one another, okay? They might have put the best foot forward. It might have been a false foot. It might have been the representative. But now that they've gotten each other, they're complacent, and now they're going to say, well, I don't want to do this. I used to do this, and I don't want to do this now. You know.
That's what I was saying.
How do we get past that? Because I believe people should change by other people. 99% of the people I talk to, they feel only the other person should change. I believe if I'm in a relationship and I'm causing you a whole bunch of mess, I should change if you point out to me what my deficiencies are. Because I'm not perfect. That's my thing. And if I point out to you what your deficiencies are, you should change. So when people are not willing to change, that makes the relationship go downhill. It destroys it. Because if you're going to communicate and you're saying, baby, this bothers me, and she says or he says, I'm sorry, but he or she says I'm sorry 13 times, after a while you're getting the message, he or she is not sorry. So that's selfish.
Hold on, Dre. We got a call to try to get in on that. 702-8, you with us? What's happening?
I just want to say that I think that Joe beats on women, and I think that he's a very bitter man, and I think he wants to have sex with Lady Joy.
Thank you, Ms. Bud.
And where did that come from?
Yeah. I beat women, and what else? Yeah. I think, you know what?
Carla, are you there? Carla, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello, I think he beats.
I'm here. He beats women. He's very bitter, and he wants to have sex with Lady Joy.
No, what I want to do.
That's what you are. Well, Joe, I'm going to let you respond to that, brother. Go ahead.
I think she's here because she, first off, the second one, I'm bitter. I am bitter towards very selfish females, not giving good females, okay? That's two. The first one about beating women, I think you want me to beat you. Otherwise, you wouldn't have been on the line.
Okay, and what about the third issue?
I wouldn't mind having sex with you, Joy. What do you look like?
Exactly. That's just what I thought. But you know what, Lady Joy? I think that you'll probably have sneezes that will last longer than having sex with Joe.
Woo! Hey. Damn.
Is this what we have gone to?
But my 2 minutes are so powerful. She would feel it.
Joe, I think you have a new friend, my brother.
Yeah, I think she wants
you.
Have
new... anyway, hold on. Before the caller called in, I was about to say Joe got really prolific a minute there about having a conversation about both our sets of our insecurities. Man, that caller threw me for a loop. I mean, whew. Better than you know what I mean?
Wow.
Hold on. I got to get back to her. Let's see if she's still there. Caller, you still there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. What led you to the conclusion that Joe likes to beat women?
Yeah, good question.
Repeat that question.
What brought you to the conclusion that Joe likes to beat women?
It's just the little things that he says. I mean, every time Lady Joy takes up for the women or tries to represent for the women, he has something negative to say. It's always something negative. And he even admitted that his 2 minutes were worth a lot of power. I mean, come on. He doesn't even make love to a woman. And we're listening to this guy?
Wow, what a hater, huh? So every time I say something, I'm beating women. But every time Joy says something, she's what, Mother Teresa?
Y'all, I am in the room here.
You're not here.
Now, you know, since she brought up the whole thing, you know, Lady Joy got a website, whipsirus.com. What's Lady Joy's website?
He's scared.
This is K. Diddy.
It's probably
K. Diddy, hello?
It's probably next to the caller's website, joepleasebeatme.com.
No. Mine is whips.us, damn it.
Yeah, whipsirus.com. We'll meet you at your place or ours.
Yeah. Hey, lady on the call, I make house calls. You want to be beat? Hey, it only costs you a couple of hours. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are down to the last 4 minutes of the show. It has been off the hook. Joe.
Yeah.
So we'll see you next week, right, Joe? You'll be right here, right?
Yeah.
All right.
I can hardly wait.
Joe from Montana will still be here with us. Hey, Diddy, Lady Joy, and man, thank everybody that called in, all the folks that were listening online, all the folks that responded on Twitter, because, you know, Lady Joy be getting y'all going, boy.
Tony, let them know where we all can be found.
Go right ahead. Put it out there. Throw the Facebook out there.
Yeah, I'm on Facebook, Joy LaShawn, LaShawn. Hit me up. I'm on radio every Saturday, Power 88. And just hit me up on Facebook. I'll give you all the information.
Local police department wanted this.
America's Most Wanted, all of that.
All that.
Yo, you want to throw your personal contact out there in case you got any fans that want to hit you up?
Yeah, 1-800-BEAT-ME. You can call me anytime. Anytime.
But of course, you know, I got to make sure I throw it out there. www.worldmovement.com. Come through the website, check the music out, click on the e-store, get your copies of the book, Playology or Plymouth Petty Jam up, you know what I mean? We're real close on final production of the new book. You can hit my man K. Diddy up, Lamont@worldmovement.com. And,
come through and get your copy of your book. You know, I know we got people out there, but if you ain't got your doggone copy of your book, you really ain't got no excuse. You know what I'm saying? So if you ain't got one now, get one. Because next time we talk to you, we might ask you a couple questions.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to hit me up as usual, you know, holler at your boy. You can hit me at Tony@worldmovement.com. You can also hit me on the Pretty Tony LV, like Las Vegas, at gmail.com. You can hit me on Twitter, SelassieSon, SelassieSon. Follow me on Twitter,
also,
I'll get at you.
And also, too, I'm also on xradio.biz Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, playing independent music.
Right on. We got love for y'all. Can a player play? Every Sunday, 2:30, come through and join us. I'm going old school in y'all right now.
Yeah. Tell your mother mind a business. Your mom's in my business. She's in my business. Can't you see, girl? Your mom is trying to end this. Your mom's in our business. Now tell your mother mind a business. Your mom's in our business, she's in our business. Can't you see, girl, that your mom's trying to end this? Your mom's in our business. Let's say your mom's in mind our business. When I first met your mom, I gave your mom respect. But now I see she knows me, I see that she suspects I'm some bad guy, I don't know why. You have to tell your mother lies about you and I. Now when you first told me, she said that was a no-no. Cause of my haircut and people call me Solo. Before the time you said, you really didn't care. Now you tell me to change my name or even cut my hair. How would you ever go become somebody's wife? And at the age of 22, you let your mother run your life? Me, I'm not the type to tell your mom to get lost, yell out loud to flip and get my point across. See, I think you should tell your mom to leave us two alone and stop reading all of letters and he's dropping on the phone. Cause if you really like me, you let your mommy know she got her mind on business. Your mom's is in our business, she's in our business. Can't you see, girl, your mom's trying to end this? Your mom's in our business. Now tell your mom to mind our business. Your mom's in our business, she's in our business. Can't you see, girl, that your mom's trying to end this? Your mom's in our business. Now tell your mom to mind our business. Remember your sister and her boyfriend, Sam C. Your mama's the real reason why your sister lost a man. Home and Sam went together for a real long time. But Sam controlled her body while your mom controlled her mind. Not saying she was hurt when your mom made him break up. Deep down I can tell though, your sister wanted to make up with Sam because she wanted to become his wife. And now she can't do that because your mother runs her life. Like you, baby, you do the same things too. You always want to do the crazy things your mommy wants you to do. Like when we went to the movie, she had to come along. I went back and forth and back for peanuts and popcorn. She took advantage because I was living fat. I couldn't even watch the movie. She kept me running back for something that she wanted somewhere else in the store. I walked and got it all in all till the man said there's no more. And when I got back to the car, she took a shot to move over. When I sat in the car, my movie was like over. I was mad, hurt, I didn't want to talk. Deep down, I wanted you and your mommy both to walk. I took you home anyway, like what the heck, because I was raised to treat people's mothers with respect. But when we got to your home, we wasn't left alone. She waited there in the car with us until I headed home. You called me on the phone saying you were alone, but that's a lie because I heard your mom breathing on the phone. And if you really like me, just let your mom know she's your mind of business. Your mom's is in our business, she's in our business. Can't you see, girl, your mom's trying to end this? Your mom's in our business. Now tell your mom to mind our business. Your mom's in our business, she's in our business. Can't you see, girl, your mom's is trying to end this? Your mom's in our business. Now tell your mom to mind our business. without a doubt. Me, like when I come to your house, she'll ask me crazy questions that start looking in my mouth. Her friends start laughing and I feel just like a jerk. I told them I don't know where my mom and dad work. I really know where they work, but that's between them and me. I can't be putting mom and dad's business in the street, cause if I told her my parents both work for the state, right after that she would ask me how much money do they make. Then she go around the town bragging and boasting, telling the neighborhood what my family's grossing. Your mom's, why is she so nosy? She plays me like a game, but I'm the ring around the rosy. I even seen your dad at the family barbecue. He said, I don't see nothing wrong with my daughter seeing you, but it's your wife, mister. She don't think that I'm charming. She thinks she's Mr. Whippin', and she'll think I squeeze a shaman. I promise I won't do this to your daughter, Carmen. Cause when I'm with girls, my reputation is not harming. If I'm not on tour, I'm working out at my house. I'll pick your daughter up sometime and even take her out. And every time I try to do this, I see without a doubt your wife will follow me around like she's a cop on a stakeout. And when I told the man that, I thought that he would help me out, till he said, I can't tell her nothing. She kicked me out the house. See, I know you girls. 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 Mothers love you and they're concerned. But if you don't solve your own problems, then how can you learn? And God, if you're in a relationship like this, don't be afraid to tell your girlfriend that I'm out to mind a business. But after me and you, girl, I'd rather stay solo, cause your mom can't mind a business. I'ma have to let you go. Go. Because your mom is in my business, your mom's in our business, she's in our business. Can't you see, girl, your mom's trying to end this, your mom's in our business. Now tell your mom to mind our business. Your mom's in our business, she's in our business. Can't you see, girl, your mom's just trying to end this, your mom's in our business. Now tell your mom to mind our business.
World.
Check it out.
Yo, I be like Nicki, yes, y'all. Doctor on call, I rock to my name and graffiti on the wall. Got flow like the rappers in Great North. Got weed,
I got blunt.
My name Jamal, I pause. Flick the ash from my L, I pause. Like running, chasing Izell. DMC is me, host for the night. Pop a dot, everything, I don't choke on the mic. I choke a bitch out if my guap ain't correct. Then when my John Hancock, I'll get the check. I love trucks, but drop tops is the best. From the Beamer, Benz, now Rolex, watch me. She like red, so cool. Any nigga after me, it's a deja vu. Stand the paint like AI shoes. Just watch. Once I made our move,
now jump in my truck and roll up the window. Hell, you know what you in for. Once we turn the corner, light up the window. Hell, hell, hell. Oh, yeah, she with me, getting low like a limbo. Roll with G's, I'ma show you how to get dough. Third degree, let it burn with my kimbo. Hell, hell, hell.
Who's calling the store rapper singing cracks in my hole? Mama's in the kitchen cooking cat, rat, and dog. Me, I want a little something, y'all can have it all. I'm trying to walk before I fall, I move this package in my drawer. That's why I push the pedal to the motherfucking floor. With 10% left it over, plus up the poor. And still I keep it funky like 4 plus 1 more. Get this money like a god we trust, trust your boy. It's a given, living this life like it was sitting. Especially for me, I'm what the recipe is missing. Blow my pip in the air, key to ignition. Then get to brain switching, plus the ashes off the clipping. Mommy wanna ride and put the body to my cloud. If anybody try to kill Bill, it's probably be the bride. But all jokes aside, serious is mine. And now I'm on the ground like a man in his prime.
Now hop in my truck and roll up the window. Hell, you know what you in for. Once we turn the corner, light up the window. Hell, hell, hell. Is she with me, getting low like a limbo. Roll with G's, I'ma show you how to get dough. Third degree, let it burn. If I get limbo. Hell, hell, hell.
Got my swagger on, and I feel great. Oh, not be in the hood, like infamil cases. I network on MySpace real late, hoping my Apple make me another Bill Gates. Around my crib, look how I live. I'm a slob, but crip niggas say I get biz. Anywhere I did the show, women saying that I'm
so amazing.
Yeah, another mic, another night in the days in. Another heist, another kite in the state pen. My state fit in the shit, y'all do just break with.
York, nigga,
either you made mice or made men. I do the dirt to keep my hand on the work. Got the other hand, I'm on a piece of skirt. My A1 since day one shot. How many shots will it take to make sun drop?
Now hop in my truck and roll up the window. Yeah, you know what you in for. Once